head coach Jay Pandolfo.
Just start with your takeaways from this one.
I liked our effort the whole night. I thought our start was excellent. We didn't give up really anything until it might have been that first even strength shot when they scored, and they found a way to score another goal right after that. Just some mental lapses more than anything else, but I thought our compete from start to finish was really good. Second period again, they had some looks around our net, but overall, for our guys to respond the way they did, being down 3-1 in the third period, you could just tell, you could feel it on the bench. Felt it before we went out for the third period that we were going to have a great third. I don't know what the result was going to be, but they credit to our leadership group. All four guys, obviously Shane and Greeny come up with huge goals, but Kaplan and Hudson too. These guys led the way there. And Karan played great in the third period as well. Can't say enough about our leadership group tonight. They weren't going to be the night. You could see it. And when we tied the game, you heard them on the bench saying, we're going to finish this before overtime. And they did. So credit to them.
What was the conversation like in the second intermission?
That we're not going to be denied. We're going to find a way to come back and win this thing. Like, we got to believe as a group here. And, I thought I thought the compete was there all night. We had definitely had some mental lapses for sure. But the compete was there. And that's the most important thing for this group. When we compete, we're going to have success. So credit to our guys. Like I said, I'm really pleased with our effort.
What impressed you most about Shane and Ryan?
They care. Like, they really care. And you saw it in the third period. They were going to find a way to win that effort. And they did. So you need that from your leadership group. You need that from your leadership group, especially when we've had our struggles. And we're young. We've been up and down. And those guys stepped up tonight. They wanted to win this thing, and this can go a long way for our group, so credit to them.
You mentioned the bench. It just felt like they were going to come back there. Could you kind of walk me through that a little more? Like, what were you feeling on the bench? Was it something people were saying? Was it just kind of the energy around
just the
it?
Energy. The energy, that what they were saying, they knew. I'm telling you, they were... I don't know if it was Shane or Greeny. I think it might have been Greeny who was saying, we're going to win this thing right now. And we did. I think we made it 4-3, and we had another chance right away with the crossbar. I think it was Capone. I'm not sure they had a shot after, maybe one outside shot, after we made it 4-3, which is impressive from our group. Like, we dug in. It's a pretty good recipe when we do that.
You guys, you talk a lot about, obviously probably not a penalty that Shane wants to take from the third, but you guys killed that penalty, which is something that you struggled to do a little bit. So can you just talk about, what that meant for you guys?
I thought our penalty kill was really good tonight. I thought it was really good. Joe Pereira has done a great job with the kill. Obviously, we've had our struggles, but sometimes you take that many penalties in a game, and it gets difficult for you. But we found a way. I thought I didn't love the call there, to be quite honest with you. But our guys were going to kill that off for Shane. There's no question about it. And like I said, Karan played great in the third there when we started the period on the penalty kill. And then again, to have that one and kill it off is great to see.
What do you think the difference has been on the penalty kill from the struggles a couple weeks ago to kind of where it's at now? Any specific adjustments that have been made? Or?
I think we're getting our clears. We're getting more aggressive. We have an understanding of what we need to do to have success. I think that's really important. So I think that's the biggest difference for us more than anything else. And, again, tonight we probably took too many penalties, to be quite honest. But the key is you got to keep it below 3 penalties a game, and then it's a lot easier. You don't wear your guys down as much. And we have a lot of guys that they play in all situations. It gets heavy. And tonight, they did a heck of a job.
Camille got his first goal. He played well yesterday. He was kind of talking about his emergence a little bit.
I think he's been excellent. He's been getting better and better every game. I'm really happy to see he score his first goal. He's been contributing offensively. I think that'll really help him have a little bit more confidence going forward here. Knowing he can produce, knowing he can score. I think he's got 9 or 10 points already. So he's playing excellent. He's just such a good two-way player. He's very reliable. I have a lot of trust in him as a player, so I'm really happy for him. It was incredible. Not a bad first goal, too. It's awesome.
And then that's 2 games in a row. You've been pleased with your team's start to the game. Can you just kind of talk about if that'll be looking forward to that continuing as the season goes on?
Yeah, that's a key for us. It's again, it's a credit to our leadership group. They know we have to start the game a certain way, and we've done that the last couple of games, and we got to continue to do it. So,
one more. You won a trophy. You had a couple of chances last year. You weren't able to do it. You just got to talk about what it means for the team and then what it could mean moving forward as well this part of the season.
Yeah, this was our first opportunity. First kind of mini tournament that we've played in, and to find a way to win a trophy, it's important. It's important for your group. It can give you group confidence, and I'm real happy with our guys. And the way we did it, too, is pretty special. So.
Please.
I guess to start, just for each of you, what makes the other so good in close situations?
Yeah, obviously, we're lucky we've been around these, you know, tight games before. And obviously, last year we got to play in a lot of championship games that, you know, didn't go our way. So I think just leaning on each other and leaning on the experience that we have in those games is what's important for us.
Yeah, what did you see on
I would just, yeah, I would just say the same thing. I'll just build off that. Like, we've been in a lot of situations like this, so, you know, you learn how to deal with it. And, you know, being able to lean on him and have him out there on the ice with me is awesome, so it makes it easy.
Yeah, Shane, what did you see on your goal there?
Honestly, not a ton. I think, you know, I was yelling at Quinn, the puck was at his feet. I was yelling, feet, and then I think their guy might have kicked it back to me, and I just kind of turned and shot it, and their goalie was a little off the post, so obviously felt pretty good.
I noticed you had a couple goals where you kind of shot a place to yeah. Is that something you want to do? You think that's really advantage?
Yeah, I think in this league, like, there's so many good goalies. It's hard to beat goalies in this league, and I think you have to do everything you can to try to, you know, get your shot off quick, and sometimes, you know, you get lucky and it finds a way in.
For either of you, after your goal, Ryan, Pandolfo said that the bench was kind of the energy was there, and he said one of you guys probably said that, you know, we're not going to let this get to over something. Just kind of talk about what the bench was like kind of when you guys tied up there.
Yeah, it was pretty electric. The boys were fired up, obviously. It was nice that we could tie it there. And then, yeah, I just said, like, boys, we're not going to let this go to overtime, and then these guys took care of that for me. So, it was good to get that done in one shift.
It's two good starts to games in a row.
Yeah.
Just talk a little about what that can do for you guys.
Yeah, it's huge. I think, you know, we're just trying to build little things as we go here. I think, you know, obviously, like you said, starting these two games fast is, you know, what we wanted. Obviously, that was part of our game plan, and I think we executed that. And obviously, there's a couple other things we got to clean up, but this is a step in the right direction for sure.
After the second period, what was said in the locker room? Like, how are you approaching the third period, and then what led to that energy on the bench to start the third?
Yeah, I mean, I think we knew what we had to do, like, going into the third, down two goals. You know, we knew we had to get behind our D. We had to be a lot harder than what we were in the first two periods and, you know, really compete, dig deep. And, you know, I thought, obviously, that's what we did there. We played a solid 20 minutes in the third period. So,
you guys got a lot of goals this weekend from the players who have been scoring a whole lot this season. Can you guys talk about what it means to get those guys going and just have a bunch of guys who can score for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Camille. I mean, Camille's the guy who's, you know, he should have 5 or 6 goals. You know, he's been playing real well for us. And, you know, just to see him get rewarded like that, and it was a pretty goal, too. So I think, you know, they'll start coming for him more. And, you know, he's just been great for us all year. Then guys like Tristan and our D, like Gavin, and, you know, you're so happy for those guys because they work so hard. Aiden Celebrini, too. So, you know, you're so happy, like I said, because those guys put it in every day. And, you know, it wasn't going in for them, but, you know, I'm sure it's nice for them to find a way to play it.
First trophy since 2023 Hockey East. Like, what was different just about approaching this game, it being a championship game, you know, and what does it mean to come away with a trophy here?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think we, you know, necessarily, like, approached it in a different way. I mean, we approach it how we approach every game. We always have the same mindset. You know, we nail down on the things that we want to do. And I think, you know, today especially, we just executed that on, you know, a higher level than what we've done.